The high price of silver is bringing one of the Northwest's oldest silver mines back online. The Sunshine Mine in North Idaho is known for one of the worst mining disasters in the nation's history. It will resume production in late 2014. Jessica Robinson reports.
The new owner, Sunshine Silver Mines Corp., bought the mine after the previous owner went bankrupt. It happened just in time for silver prices to hit $30 an ounce and mostly stay there. The company expects to hire 250 miners once production begins. It was during the last major silver boom 40 years ago that the Sunshine played a critical and tragic role in mining history. In 1972, an underground fire killed 91 miners. Jim McReynolds is a mining historian in Idaho's Silver Valley.
After that disaster, what you saw was real improvements in mine safety, how ventilation systems worked. There's a device that every miner carries called a self-rescuer.
The disaster also inspired the federal government to create an agency that later became the Mine Safety and Health Administration. It now makes quarterly inspections of silver mines. In fact, inspectors were called out last winter to another fire at the Sunshine Mine. No one was injured. Refurbishing efforts ceased for several months to ensure the fire was out. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.